If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
No one's really turning on each other. Everyone's still got confidence in the group. I think it's kind of at the point now where we realize that, you can only blame, bad luck or not catching breaks so long. We're the only ones who can affect our results going forward. So we need to, buckle down and do whatever it takes to change the way things are going.
Our energy's there. Exertion is there. But we're just letting ourselves down in little moments, which is causing us to obviously drop points. It's happened on several occasions, and we've talked about it in all we can do is keep pushing through and change those lapses in concentration. Maybe we're being a little bit naive at times or trying to be too perfect when sometimes we just got to do the dirty work or do the dirty option and just grind out a win, whatever means possible.
All right, so you heard there from Joe Willis, the Dynamo goalkeeper, and also Ricardo Clark, the Dynamo midfielder. So I want you to think about that. Those of you who are listening in, you want to talk Dynamo, 713-780-3776. Glenn Davis, Eddie Robinson, Rodrigo De Luna in studio. Now, before I bring Rodrigo and Eddie in, let's go to Fernando and get your thoughts on the Houston Dynamo. Fernando, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters, Fernando.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to give you a quick call. Been a big-time listener, first-time call-in kind of thing. Great show. Appreciate you all on the airwaves spreading the love. In regards to our formation with the Dynamo, as it pertains to Kubo Torres, having a one-striker system, is there any hope that Kubo will get to play at all or have some significant playing time, especially with Barnes playing the way he has been lately, and then with Barnes even coming up there, and then Bruin playing well. And then Manotas even as a budding star as well. Is there any hope for Kubo, or is it kind of, with this formation, kind of tough for him to find the field?
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. After what I saw Kubo Torres coming off the bench in the second half against Real Salt Lake, I thought he was motivated. I thought he was energetic. He hit a couple of tremendous balls. I don't know how you don't start him in the next game. Listen, you're right when it comes to the system. You got 3 or 4 strikers now with Barnes there competing for one playing spot. He's a designated player. I know it's very confusing for our community because he was brought here and set up as a guy that was going to penetrate the Latino community here, make a difference here, fill the stadium, score goals. It didn't start perfectly. But that's why I think it is confusing to people, and it's one of the questions I get most. I'm in a coffee shop this morning, and some guy comes up to me and asks me about it. I mean, it happens every day. So I think it's prime time to give him an opportunity. I think you have to. His performance in the last game warranted it, and I'm going to pass it over to Eddie. Eddie Robinson joining us in studio. Eddie, what about Kubo for Fernando?
Kubo has a skill set that no one on the Dynamo currently, and I'm not sure anybody on the Dynamo ever had, with his intelligence, his movement, manipulation of center forwards around midfield, and his manipulation of defenders in the box. The problem being, last year, there was no one that saw the game the same way he did. Now you have Chaco Maidana. I would like to see those guys on the same field for 90 minutes, and I guarantee you get Giles Barnes out wide. You know I don't like Giles Barnes as number 9. He didn't have a shot on goal last weekend. We heard that he hadn't scored an away goal since October 14th. He's got to get out wide, and he's got to get balls in the box, because Kubo Torres will get on the end of him. Andrew Winger has got to get the ball, get behind defenders, get balls in the box. DeMarcus Beasley never got forward until his 75th minute, and he did it twice, and the Dynamo looked dangerous each time. Kubo Torres, when he's in and around the box, his movement is spectacular. His timing, he loses defenders. We know how good he is at finishing. We've seen it at Chivas USA years ago, at Chivas Guadalajara, he was on loan with the Olympic, the qualifying. He's an amazing player with an amazing skill set that has yet to been exploited.
Yeah, now, I would go back to last year. The off-season problems, I think, were in his head, so I would make last year kind of that one we don't worry about, but this year, you know, I think it is time that he gets an opportunity. So we'll see. I mean, we can't second guess the manager always, but we certainly can have an opinion, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Rodrigo, how about you? You've seen Kubo Torres play a number of times.
Yes, I have, Glenn. I've seen him in several occasions with different teams. I've seen him play with Chivas a lot. You ask yourself, when you bring in a player, what they call here in MLS, a designated player, but you need a player that's a playmaker, you know, and Owen Coyle, it was thrown on him. He wasn't involved in bringing him in. But how do you make happen what we just heard? You know, getting him on the field to deal with the players where he can actually make an impact and you know, justify what they're paying him. And that's a challenge that Owen Coyle has. With the players he has to make some decisions. He's going to take some chances. You know, and he needs the support to do that. It's going to take some time, but he doesn't have much. You know, we're talking about how many games they have to win.
I'm going to say 17.
Yeah,
that's 51 points on top of the 5 in the Western Conference. Out of 26 games left, I think they need 17 wins.
How do you get him ready for that? How do you get his teammates to become a support system for each other for that, so he can be effective? That's a big challenge for Owen Coyle.
By the way, the season was set up very, very clearly that it was going to be a 4-2-3-1, a playmaker with Maidana, one striker. Will Bruin got rewarded with a bigger contract in the offseason. You have a designated player in Kubo Torres. So, you know, the last game we saw sort of a 4-1-4-1. But again, it's one lone striker, and it's a bunch of guys competing for that position. Fernando, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so we appreciate that from Fernando. You heard the sound bites from Joe Willis and Ricardo Clark. We're talking Houston Dynamo right now.
Who's that?
As we continue on, we're going to get to Leicester City. We are going to get to Bayern Munich today with Eddie Robinson and Rodrigo de Luna. Eduardo, what's on your mind, Eduardo, in Bel Air?
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Hi, Eduardo. How are you?
Doing well. First time a caller, long time listener. Appreciate your work.
Well, we thank you for listening.
Talk about some Dynamo.
Yes, the platform's yours.
Yes. So I started to feel some negativity about Owen Coyle. I want to get your thoughts on when is the turning point on management actually looking for some changes?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, look, they've had only one other manager in their history, and he went 10 years. And you could make an argument that, you know, I think maybe Dominic Kinnear's heart was in San Jose for part of the final years here. I don't think that's going out on a long stretch. I mean, I think it was pretty clear. You heard the rumors that he wanted to be in San Jose, and the trigger was never pulled. And he was a guy that I think if he wanted to go, he deserved to go based on the success he had here earlier. So I don't know. We really don't have a lot of history when it comes to managers here in Houston. A lot has gone into Owen Coyle. A lot has gone into bringing in a general manager. These are all things that the Dynamo came late to as an organization. They've come late in many ways to their player development side of things. They acquired a women's team. There's a lot of moving parts here that Chris Kennedy and everybody running this organization is dealing with. Designated players and the way they were acquired. You know, I mean, this is no slight on anybody, but, you know, I if I'm looking at a team and I'm building a team, I'm not sure I'm spending designated player money on a left fullback. And that's with all due respect to a legendary soccer player in DeMarcus Beasley. But was he the right fit at that time for the Houston Dynamo? Or was that a stretch? These are all really fair questions. We're in a market that doesn't really get into this kind of stuff because mainstream media is not deep enough into the team. We need that healthy pressure, and I wish more people would be bringing these things up because this is healthy for the Dynamo. It's healthy for the players. It's healthy for commentators. It's healthy for fans. My worry is I'm not getting enough back from fans right now, and I'm wondering – you know, where is the Dynamo resonating with everybody? I mean, have we lost people from the couple opening games where 11 goals were scored? Where is everybody? Eddie, you're
up. Well, let's ask Eduardo. What do you think the tipping point is, Eduardo? When do you lose patience and faith in Owen Coyle?
Well, now another point is that now that you have ownership here closest to the team, I think that brings more pressure. So
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of ownership. How long can they take being last place on the standings and make changes? I guess in any other top league, if you lose four or five games consecutive, I mean you're probably out. So
but I would say this league's a little different on that. So we haven't matured to that point. People aren't getting whacked here because you know the strict salary caps and all that, Eduardo. But I think you bring a great point up. You do now have an owner, Gabriel Brenner, who is the majority interest owner. And, who knows how things could change here in the future. And I'll tell you another thing. I don't put this just on a manager. There's players, it comes down to a staff, an organization, players. Right, Rodrigo?
Yeah. One of the wonderful things about the sport is the fans. You want to put pressure on a club, that's the fans' job. You know, making your feelings known, calling into the radio station like you're doing now, Eduardo, talking to Glenn, going on social media, you know, sometimes making your voices heard at the stadium. But, you know, Owen Coyle's a fish out of water in some ways because he's coming from a different system, from a different country, different players, different style of play. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different set of rules in a way. So, but, you know, it's healthy for fans to make their opinions heard. You know, and we have those outlets here. So, you know what? It's good, Eduardo, you keep calling into the station and keep at it. And, you know, fan pressure is good. It's good.
It's called healthy pressure. We need it desperately in this town. We don't have it. We need to take a break. Rodrigo De Luna in studio. Eddie Robinson. Eduardo, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
And we're going to stay positive with the Dynamo. We're hoping they're going to turn it around against Sporting Kansas City. HoustonDynamo.com is where you get your tickets. It's a return of Brad Davis. We're going to play a Brad Davis interview in this second hour. We're going to talk Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid. We're going to talk Leicester City, the great story there. And we're going to continue to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. We'll take a break.
Hola, hola, hey, tomorrow people, where is the best?
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You know, my producer is in a reggae-type mood. I'm hoping somebody's going to bring me, what would we have? Bud Light, obviously. Soccer fans, summer's almost here. It means you have to sweat not just watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. If you want to save money, Amigo Energy has a solution for that. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. Receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. Now, look, Amigo Energy have been great supporters of this show. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, call Amigo Energy. Look them up and switch. Did you know Amigo Energy is a Public Utility Commission 5-star rated provider? That's right. You get both great rates, save money, and great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. Go to AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. Sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. For details on the $50 offer, please go to AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. All right, we welcome you back. Let's get into Leicester. I want to get these guys' opinion tonight. Eddie, I'm going to start with you. Leicester City, the story, the impossible dream. What jumps out to you?
You know, I saw a stat today that said that over the course of this British Premier League season, Leicester used the fewest number of players.
Get it right. It's the Barclays,
Barclays
Premier League.
The British Barclays Premier. How about that? The BBPL.
Listen, it's England. You have to get it right.
Okay. All right. They used the fewest number of players all season.
That says to me
they didn't have injury issues. They didn't have red card issues. They didn't have suspension issues. Claudio Ranieri was able to call on a very consistent group of players that built chemistry, that all had the same idea, that all knew tactically what they were trying to do.
By the way, one of our callers, Mark, called in tonight with that exact point. It was a great point.
And you look at,
come on, are we conditioning their success here now because they have the same lineup?
No, we are pointing out everything that helped them along the way. I mean, you got a team like Manchester United that used almost 40 players over the course of a season. There's no continuity there. Continuity,
used 40 players in one game. What are you talking about?
How did that work out?
Continuity and consistency are one of the biggest things. You know, the Jamie Vardy story, the Riyad Mahrez story, the fact that Raheem Sterling cost more than the entire Leicester City team. It's awesome. I can't wait to see them in Champions League next year because nobody's going to give them a chance. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them win their group and be a top seed going into the round of 16.
Rodrigo?
You know, everything Eddie said is spot on. But you know, you really can't into words put in what was it that sparked them. And you know, if you watch their games, these wooden fluke goals. Some of these goals were goals of the month. You know, the way they played together, the way they reacted, the way they defended, they showed no fear. They held their form. You know, you can see where Ranieri's hand was in. You know, he didn't tinker as much as he used to. You know, he did whatever to do to make any adjustments he needed to. But if you look at the team, they were solid. You know, and look at the teams they beat. And here they are. 5,000 to one chance, right? I'm not a gambling man, but it's the time to have a bookie and lay down.
Change my life too,
right? But how do you explain that? I mean, how do you have to be there?
By the way, I saw Elvis in the Galleria today.
Yeah,
we're shopping, looking for.
Do you have a Leicester shirt on?
No, you can't get one.
Yeah.
All around the world, trying
sold
to get these
out.
T-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't
yeah,
get
yeah.
I want to take you back, Rodrigo. You said something very interesting. They had no fear. This is what I find, Eddie and Rodrigo, amazing. They had no fear, and you're talking about a guy in Wes Morgan who didn't play in the Premier League till he was 30 years old. You're talking about a guy in N'Golo Kanté who becomes one of the top 11 players in the league, who a year and a half ago is playing in the French second division. You're talking about guys like that who had no fear and were able to adapt to the thickest and heaviest of pressures in this league and not look out of place ever.
Well, if I'm Manchester United, Arsenal, Manchester City, I'm looking at who made those personnel decisions for Leicester City, who went and got Mahrez, who went and got Vardy, who went and got Kanté, Drinkwater, Kasper Schmeichel, who made these decisions? Because that's the guy I want running my team.
Yeah, and you look at Atletico Madrid in the same way. These guys faced Bayern Munich with no fear. Mm. They faced Barcelona with no fear. They've beaten Real Madrid, no fear. I mean, that's the kind of attitude you want these teams to play. They play with passion. They play with intensity. They play with a certainty. And you got, you know, Don Claudio, You know, the guy who's had some rotten luck over four finals in three different countries has lost it. And you know what? People used to make fun of him. You know, they used to laugh. They call him the almost man and all kinds. But today, you know, this season was magic because he saw something that's good for football. You know, I remember Cholos in Mexico when they beat Club America, became champions. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff you want to see. These little teams showing up the big guys, and it's a lie. You can't buy a championship. You can't buy it.
And what does this do now for the Stokes and all the teams that every year set the bar of just staying in the league now?
Now, how does
their mentality change, Rodrigo?
And look at these teams that in the past, Sunderland, Stoke, that have bought these expensive players just to stay, you know, somewhere in the mid-table. You know, and you look at them, these guys have no plan. Leicester City with less a budget, you know, again, everybody making fun of them, you know, up and down, you know, in relegation. And look what they've done. You know, not only should Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool, all these big boys look at themselves, but so should the Stokes, you know, the West Hams. You know what? If these guys can do it, what's our excuse? You know what? What's our excuse? Why are we only aiming for mid-table?
Why aren't we setting the bar higher?
Here's my question. Here's my question. All right. So for winning the Premier League, I believe I heard today that Leicester is going to receive, it's either $113 million or $130 million. Then you look at the money they're going to get, around $100 million from Champions League. Do they stick with the same formula and keep these guys and pay them a little bit more money and keep the same players? Does that affect their attitude, their effort, their intensity, the way they view things? Or do they go out and spend a little bit of money?
Well, I think they have to, because if you're going to be in the Champions League, you're going to have to improve the depth of the
team. A lot of guys are going to leave. Vardy's going to go. Someone's going to scoop him up with a lot of money.
I hope not either.
But
Mahrez is another one, I think. Barcelona's after.
Yeah. Big teams are going to go after those guys. And they're going to come in with a big checkbook. And, you know, can Leicester afford to say no?
Well, you look, again, just the money they won from Champions League.
With their new owner.
The money they got from Champions League. They're going to be able to pay these guys.
But they also, he just said it. They want to be able to compete now. They want to stay up. Now, everybody's saying, Pellegrini said, they're not going to stay up next year. They're not going to defend the title. No, they're not going to defend the title. What do you do if you're Leicester's board? You're Ranieri, and you listen to these guys. You're good for them. They want to leave, but you know what? They're not going to win it again next year. They're going to be relegated. What do you do?
It's amazing that's being said.
Pellegrini said it already, you know, El Ingeniero. You already hear that kind of talk because people, you know, like, this shouldn't happen.
That's the MO that they've had, that Ranieri's had the whole time. People don't believe in you guys. Every single game, we win. People still don't believe in you. At Christmas, no one said they're going to make it. They're going to win. They came out now as 33-1 odds to win again next year to repeat. After the betting, it went down to 25-1. People believe in them. Maybe these other coaches don't, but that's ammo. That's bulletin board material.
Here's what I think. This is what I think is going to be a determining factor. Certainly, you're going to have to increase the depth of the team. But they have the money. They have the money now. They have the money now to protect their assets. Now, this group of guys went through something that is incredibly unique, and they're all together, and they are all selfless. Do they possibly get together and say, look, we're going to fight for each other. We're going to stay together, and we're going to see if we can run this thing again next year based on what we just went through. Now, why would a player like Mahrez want to go to Barcelona outside of money when he's now going to be competing with Neymar, Suarez, Messi, when he's already got a defined role and he is one of these stars of Leicester City?
So, and he's playing Champions League.
If you think it's impossible that they won this, I don't think it's impossible that they don't maybe stick together here, and we'll see.
And I hope so. And you know, but they will have to do some buys, because to be able to compete in Europe, if you see the big teams like Manchester United, Barcelona struggling with defensive issues, here's a team that's never played on that stage. Right? They're gonna need some help. I mean, that's just to be honest. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah, but we stated that.
They're gonna need some reinforcement to be able to compete in Europe. Even to compete with the Grasshoppers from Switzerland, competing with Cluj from Romania, that's a stage they've never done before. Yep. They will need some help. I mean, you know, at least and now they've been lucky this year. Eddie, you said it. Minimal injuries.
Yeah.
Who's to say that's going to be different next year?
You know what, though?
You got to have that. If you're going to Europe, you got to have some depth because you never know. Body goes down, you know. Yeah, they've had players slip up. What happens if the defender goes down?
Yeah, there's no doubt depth has to be acquired, but it doesn't mean you can't retain your assets, and you do have the finances now to do it. All right, let me move you guys on with Leicester City. So let's think about this. One of the oldest cities in England right now. It's about 400,000 people. Can you imagine what is going on there right now?
It's one wild party.
I don't think anyone's probably slept there. And
or gone to work.
Yeah.
Or gone to school.
Yeah.
It's like one big delinquency.
If they have any alcohol left in any bar, I'd be shocked.
They'll probably have to ship it in from Newcastle since they're going down.
I mean, some of the images from there is amazing. You can't get T-shirts anywhere around the world, supposedly.
No.
Incredible.
And you got to think there are fans that are getting on in their life that have been Leicester fans their entire lives and never thought they would see this day. Imagine the emotion they're dealing with right now.
They say, "Now I can die in peace now.
Yeah.
I can die now."
Yeah.
Hey, I want to put a little quick reminder out there. There is a Leicester City tie to Houston. So when I was playing in the 80s with the Houston Dynamo, one year leagues were on the fringe. Player manager came in for us, Keith Weller. Keith Weller is a legend at Leicester City and was here in Houston. It's pretty remarkable. Sadly, he passed away due to cancer.
Yeah.
But we do have a little bit of a tie. All right, let's move on to Bayern Munich and Atletico Madrid today. Let's just get your initial thoughts. I'll start with you, Rodrigo.
You know, what a game! A little bit of everything, you know. And you see every time you see Atletico Madrid in any game they play, whether it's a Champions League game or a Copa del Rey or a Liga game. You see a team that plays with intensity, a team that plays with passion, and you see how, you know, they're like beasts. They don't stop. You know, they fear no one. And tactically, you know, you got Cholo that's got the reins tactically right. He knows how to play against me. He has no fear. He knows how to adjust. He knows what players to put where. He knows how to motivate him. He's like, you know, he's the engine. You know, you see things that went on, you know, and it got hot for a while, you know. But that's because of the intensity that these players play. And you know what? The look on Mueller's face when he took that penalty and missed, that face at everything. He was not that, you know, that confident guy you see at the World Cup or you saw, you know, playing in the Bundesliga. He you can tell, you know, this was a boiler for them. You know?
That was the turning point in the game. I think if Mueller hits from the penalty spot, I think it's a day where Bayern goes on to win.
And the goalkeeper for Atletico,
Oblak, yeah, he was unbelievable.
What a day he had, you know. And again, he made some spectacular saves. He threw his body two or three times. It was just like, wow, you know, that one penalty that didn't stop another one right like that. You know, it's just he was quick. He was right on it. Fernando Torres, that assist, even though he missed that penalty, but that assist he gave to Griezmann for that first goal, that was classic. Mm-hmm. And you saw Godin. Godin was an animal. You saw Gabi was an animal. You know?
I just put out a number.
You know, they though Bayern, you know, was in times of control, but, you know, they were everywhere. I mean, they you know, they were out after the ball. No, it was a good game to watch.
I think you're right, Glenn. If Mueller scores that penalty, it changes Atletico's tactics. I mean, they can't sit in anymore. Even at 1-1, they weren't pushing to get a goal. They were still, you know, okay, we can go to extra time, we can go to penalties. I mean, this is our game. This is how we play. It's ugly. It's scrappy. It's not the beautiful game. It's not tiki taka like Brazil or Real Madrid. You're absolutely right. That was the big turning point for me. And then, golly, to see that goal that Lewandowski scored and what everything that ensued after that was just sheer craziness. And it was fun to watch. It was enjoyable.
All right, we're going to talk more with Eddie Robinson, Rodrigo De Luna. More to come here. 713-780-3776. Right now, first caller is going to get a Soccer Matters special edition mug if you want it. 713-780-3776 to drink your morning coffee. We'll take a break. We got more to come. We're going to hear if Brad Davis is going to be emotional on his return to Houston against the Dynamo.
Hey, why don't we get Eddie to sign the cups, man?
That'll make everybody not want them. That will debug. We'll be right back.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. Eddie, what's your Twitter handle again?
Eddie underscore Robinson 2.
Eddie underscore Robinson 2. Rodrigo?
At Rodfoot.
At Rodfoot, okay. Also, Facebook Soccer Matters. Podcasts are at podcastarena.com and iTunes. All right, so earlier today, it's a big deal, Brad Davis coming back to town. Earlier today, Brad coming in with Sporting Kansas City. Again, you can get tickets to that game at HoustonDynamo.com. It's also where you get your Houston Dash tickets, a Dash drawing with Sky Blue FC in their last game. So they're 1-1-1. But here's Brad Davis earlier today on the change being good moving to Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, Glenn, in all honesty, it has been. And that has nothing to do negatively with anything in Houston or anything like that. You look at my personal life, this is where I'm from originally. You know, my wife's from this area. So my personal life, it was something that we had looked at and, you know, thought about for a long, long time, and the opportunity finally came up. As far as soccer goes, a lot of people said, you know, why didn't you stay in Houston? You could have stayed there and, you know, you could have retired and had a great situation. And, you know, for me, I probably could have done that. But, you know, I wanted to see also something different. I wanted a different job. I didn't want to just settle, you know, and be there. And I'm not saying I would have just settled. That's not who I am, of just going and just going through the days and just playing soccer, but I wanted to see, you know, another challenge. I wanted to have another challenge. I wanted to continue to push myself as far as soccer and things like that go. And this was, you know, before Sporting got rid of Christian Namath. I knew I was going to have a hard time beating out a guy like that, you know, for positioning and timing. And I knew it could be tough, but I wanted to still come and try and see what I could do for myself personally. It was just something that a lot of people don't stay with clubs for 10 years. And I did that, and I'm appreciative of it, and I enjoyed every single moment of it. But I also wanted to see, what else was out there, what it was like. And, you know, so far it's been good.
How about fitting in with, differing attacking players and different tendencies, the likes of Graham Zusi, as you mentioned, Dom Dwyer, Roger Espinosa. Has it been fun and maybe refreshing to be around some differing players?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a lot of fun. You know, those are obviously some very good players. It's been a little bit different as far as playing, you know, with Houston playing in the wider role and, you know, really counting on service and things like that inside the box. This team here in Sporting doesn't necessarily thrive off service or anything like that. So it's been a little bit of a different dynamic of putting together the pieces of the puzzle and a little bit more as far as possession goes like that, but figuring out other players and, you know, their tendencies and things like that. So it's been, like you said, it's been both fun. It's been a challenge and something I'm continuing to look forward to try and create with those guys.
Yeah, and I should have put Benny Failhaber in that conversation as well. Last one before we let you go, Brad, and thank you very much for your time as always. What's it going to be like coming out of that tunnel and into BBVA Compass Stadium for you? Will that be an emotional moment?
The honest answer is I don't know, because I've never done it coming from a different club, but I think, yes, it will be. You know, I've put a lot of emotion and heart and a lot of years there for that club, and I've got tremendous respect for you and for the fans and for the organization and, you know, for my former teammates, and it'll be good to see them, and I'm sure a lot of feelings are going to be coming back. You know, I know there's going to be emotion to what effect. I don't really know, but I'm looking forward to it. I hope the fans are. I hope you guys are. I hope the team is. I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing everybody, and I think it'll be a very good game. And like I said, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
I have a feeling, Brad, you're going to get quite the nice reception. I don't think there's any question about that. Thank you very much for joining us. I know you got to run with your son. We appreciate you making the time for us.
Thanks, Glenn. No problem.
All right, so that was Brad Davis. Again, HoustonDynamo.com, your tickets. Brad Davis, Sporting Kansas City coming to town. We're hoping for the Dynamo to get it turned around here. They're going to have 3 games in 8 days. Pick up some points there, and things can change dramatically pretty quickly like it has with the New York Red Bulls. Eddie, how about a comment on your former teammate coming back to town?
I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him to have that opportunity to get back near his family. He was my roommate for, 7-8 years on the road. We got to know each other really well. We've had a lot of good conversations. I'm disappointed in some of the circumstances around him asking to leave. Very few people know the story behind it, and it's not my place to put it out there, but I hope someday it does get out. But I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope he scores a goal. I hope he scores another one like he did against LA the other night.
Man, that was a crazy goal that he bent in. The Dynamo will try to get things turned around coming up. All right, let's continue on with the Bayern Munich talk. We're going to get to George in a second. Rodrigo, if you look at this game and you look at what Pep Guardiola has done at Bayern, gets to the semifinals. It's the third straight time Bayern has been ousted in the semifinals, guys. Success or failure for Pep at Bayern?
You can look at it different ways. Pep himself will look at it as a failure because he didn't complete his mission, you know, is to win another Champions League for his team. But, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to repeat nowadays, to win the Champions League, much less to repeat it, you know, in a certain span of time. You know, and history will judge him, I think, more than today. People will say, oh, he's a failure because, again, third time. You know, history will judge him a lot more fair than we will, right? You see the impact he left, the way that the players in the club, they love him, you know. But certain things are not meant to be, you know. It's the way it is. You know, and I think he's picked his time to move on, you know, and we'll see what happens. It would be funny, and I've talked to this before, some friends, if Manchester City goes to the final and wins it. Can you imagine the egg on people's faces? Can you imagine? It's almost too funny.
It's funny.
I mean, in a very...
Guys, what about that? Yeah, announcing you're taking another gig. I can't stand that. I think it's ruining the game.
It was done all wrong. And shame on Bayern Munich. Shame on Pep Guardiola. And shame on Ferrain Soliano and the whole Manchester City board for doing that in January. I mean, that's disrespectful to Pellegrini. It's disrespectful to Bayern Munich. It's disrespectful to the fans. It's just, you know, another one of those, you know, stupidities that happen in general.
Yeah, and it's amazing because I think look, everybody knows if a new manager's coming, they're thinking about the new manager. How do I fit in with him? Guys like Yaya Toure are thinking, I'm gone. I think it's pathetic.
But credit to Pellegrini, man. He kept working. You know, he got him a piece of silverware before he left, mm-hmm. You know, and he still has a chance to get him one more.
I'll tell you what, that's one reason why I wouldn't mind seeing Pellegrini win it.
No. I mean, it would be justice in an ironic sort of way. What do you think, Eddie?
I agree. Let's see what George has.
George, what do you got for us coming from the Spring area? George, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, George. How are you?
Hey, Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters, George. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no problem. I just had a question as far as Simeone today, where, you know, against Bayern Munich and how he lost composure. And, I mean, who exactly was that on the sideline? And I mean, what kind of, you know, what are the possibilities that he misses the final because of what, you know, what he did? Is, I mean, was that a shove? Was that a hit? Or I mean, does that affect his possibilities of you know, managing a different team? Or are other teams going to, is that going to affect, you know, his possibilities of maybe, I know he was interested in coaching for Inter and things like that. I'm just wondering, you know,
I don't think so. And I'm going to turn this over to Rodrigo in a second, but I don't think you're going to see him in the final. And I think, I think it was a tremendous loss of emotional control. Rodrigo.
Word is that was a liaison, for Atletico Madrid, and that's somebody that actually works for Atletico Madrid. So I don't think that anything's going to come of it. Rodrigo?
You know, if anyone who's ever seen Cholo Simeone play as a player, when he played for Atletico, when he played for Parma and, you know, in Inter Milan, he's a typical Argentine street kid that plays with intensity. And he lives these games the same way. The ultras love him.
The players, you know, feed off it.
The players love him. They feed off it. The ultras.
I think he's great for the sport.
The ultras, they love him because he's showing, you know, he's showing he's got a pair. And, you know, and he's a character. I mean, what team's not going to want him? And, you know,
he's great
a guy,
for the sport.
And he's a guy that's going to work 1,000% in everything he does. As soon as he steps on the pitch, he's there. And, you know, how do you not want him? And he's human. But, you know, but he's Cholo.
Yeah, by the way, that whole thing with who that official was, that guy looked pretty official to me, and he did not look like a staff member.
We'll find out tomorrow.
But we'll find out. That may be that's one you got to watch right now, because I'm not sure who's putting that out. It may or may not be confirmed. Guys, closing thoughts, Eddie.
Dynamo have to win. They need some confidence back. They got to win this weekend against Kansas City. It's not going to be easy.
I'm right there with you. We're going to have that broadcast on Root Sports too. Rodrigo,
still a lot of good games to watch. Let's see who's going down in the leagues, in La Liga, and in England. It's still good. Still,
anyway, hey, tell me Simeone doesn't want Real Madrid in the final.
Right? Oh yeah, he's got that bone already ready to chew on. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good soccer still left. And, you know, and let's see what the Dynamo do this coming weekend. And
Hey, by the way, that is tomorrow, Real Madrid against Manchester City tomorrow.
Yes.
That's going to do it, right, Tyler? We're done. All right, so we're going to call it a night here. My thanks to Rodrigo De Luna. Rodrigo, thank you very much for coming in here tonight. We love your opinion.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
One of the great advocates for the game of soccer here in Houston, Texas. I can't even begin to tell you what a guy like this has done. Eddie Robinson, my partner on Root Sports.
I've got the face for radio, Glenn. I've got the face for radio.
I think all three of us have a face for radio in here. I certainly do. I got one foot in the grave.
I got a face for the bathroom.
All right. With that, we're going to call it a night here. Our thanks to Tyler Scott, to Twitter, Glenn Davis Soccer. We'll say that again. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Rod Foot for Rodrigo De Luna. And Eddie _Robinson. All right, so there you have it. That'll do it. We'll see you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Thanks to all our sponsors and you, the callers. Good night, everyone.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.